Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board today, and today has been a day that normally we'd be talking about the Brewers and the sweep over the Reds and coming back to Miller Park at 6-1, and we'll get into that tomorrow, I promise you. The Bucks tonight with what I would consider to be a posturing game against the Philadelphia 76ers, and that's news. I completely agree with you. In the large picture that is the sports state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders, the Packers still reign supreme. And the Bleacher Report article that came out today, which is on the heels of the ESPN article that came out yesterday from Rob Domofsky, the Bleacher Report article that was written by Tyler Dunn, who used to work for the Journal Sentinel, who used to cover the Green Bay Packers, so he knows his way around Packerland pretty well, is about as eye-opening and could be considered as explosive as anything that's been written about the Packers in a long, long, long time. It really blows the lid off of the dynamic between upper management, Ted Thompson, Mark Murphy, Mike McCarthy, and Aaron Rodgers, the four that have taken this team to a Super Bowl and the four that had their egos and, quote, drunk with power, allowed it to all disintegrate, maybe for lack of a better term. And we've been discussing that quite heavily today. If you haven't read the article already, and again, I've explained this for people that keep tweeting me and texting me about unnamed sources. It's, you know, what's really funny is when an unnamed source says something great about your team, you take it for gospel. When it doesn't, you want to demean it.
Right. Like sources say the Brewers are going to sign Craig Kimbrell.
Right. And everybody's fired up. That's great.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. A source close to the search situation says this or this or that. You know, that's great. You know, amazing. And what's really funny is there's a source in there that thinks that some of this stuff that, you know, with people ripping on Aaron Rodgers is BS. And everybody points to that and believes it. That's an unnamed source. But other unnamed sources that say, here's problems, they want to dismiss and just say, no, that's not the case.
Yeah.
And again, some of these sources, and let me reiterate this, because for people that say, well, I'll put your name behind it. If you are with another franchise in the National Football League and you start ripping a franchise to whatever particular level that may be, specifically if you're a front office person, there are some things in the NFL that says you can't do that, that there, it could be tampering or whatever. And in addition to that, then the NFL can take action. So you can't necessarily put your name behind things that are derogatory. And to be honest with you, look, there are guys that'll talk to Gary when Gary goes up to Lambeau. There's guys that'll talk to me. There's guys that'll talk to any reporter. You're comfortable with that guy. And you'll say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what just happened, you know? And you can't say it directly because then they'll know exactly where the attribution came from. But you now have an insight as to what's going on. And that's the only reason we have a credential, is to basically be your eyes and ears. And if you're not going to trust us to do that and understand what's going on, the dynamic behind, well, then, you know, then God bless you. Go back to reading everything coming out of the Packers.com that is all green and gold and flowers coming out of your rectum. Then it is what it is. I don't know what else to tell you, you know? I mean, this is a tremendous article. It really is. By the way, one of the best articles ever written in this country was written about the Watergate hotel scandal. It blew the lid off the government. It blew the lid off the presidency. And it was all unnamed sources. Remember? Deep Throat.
Deep Throat.
That's all they knew was Deep Throat. It was one of the biggest scandals that was right on the money in our nation's history. And it was all unnamed sources. So don't say you don't trust anybody that doesn't put their name behind it, because sometimes there's reasons. So don't be ignorant to that. Let's go Trell on the north side. Trell, how you been, my friend? Trell!
Sorry about that.
That's okay. What you got going on, man?
Not much. I was getting into this article and listening to Greg Jennings' interview and different stuff. Man, it was worse than what I even thought.
Right.
And I thought that McCarthy and Rogers, you know, I was saying that they had some breakage as far as their relationship, but man, it was terrible. And it's not in good light for McCarthy. I don't know if he's going to be able to give another job the way that article portrays him. And obviously it has to be some type of thinking around the league with some of the players. So I'm sure it's permeating all around the league a little bit. But when you got players coming out blaming you for your play calling, something that fans have been talking about for the longest, and talking about how Aaron outgrew you and you just never grew and you tried to – pretty much Greg Jennings said that McCarthy was depending on the greatness of Aaron. At some point, he did not tailor his play calling as the lead progressed and moved on. That he just said, oh, we got the horses to do it. We just can – I can call these players and you guys can go out there. Some sort of arrogance. And I didn't think McCarthy was that way. It's even worse for him than I thought it was. I thought it was worse, but, man, that's terrible. And of course, when you're coaching a great player, a Hall of Fame type player, they're going to come some warts with him. And Aaron Rodgers has warts. He's without blame. That's for sure. But I think out of all this stuff that's come out, it's put McCarthy in a very bad light. So that's what I think from that.
I would agree. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I appreciate it as always, Trell. I think it puts McCarthy in a bad light. I think it also, it could garner McCarthy some sympathy as well to say, you know what, if you take a raw rookie talented kid and mold them and give them some of your knowledge and learn from some of your experience, maybe you'll be better. Because what you had was a smarter than the average bear, you know, quarterback who took it upon himself to kind of sabotage you. You know, I mean, so it may work in McCarthy's favor to a certain extent to say you had a quarterback who kind of run amok, according to the article, you know? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And now, here's the other question. This is for all the people that were questioning, you know, why did you do this on this particular play? Why wouldn't you just run the ball? We've said this all along. Gary and I have beat our brains out trying to say this during the postgame show. How do you feel now? How do you feel now? Is there some justification for you now to feel the way you felt? Or are you going, well, can we blame it all on McCarthy? No. Because according to many players, Aaron Rodgers was making his own calls at the line of scrimmage. Or if you made him mad, he wasn't even going to look in your direction. He was basically limiting the field because of a chip on his shoulder. I don't know, at least according to some. Does this now make you go, who's to blame for some of the problematic things that we witnessed? And for those that had the conspiracy theory that Aaron Rodgers was going to tank a season to get what he wanted, I still would find it hard to believe that Aaron Rodgers would purposefully make bad throws or do things that would be detrimental to the team. But the article brings that up. The article brings that up to say, basically, look, Aaron Rodgers kind of did his thing and finally got what he wanted. Whether or not it's on time or too late, finally got what he wanted. So he wanted somebody to come in there and challenge him. He wanted somebody in there to be fresh. He just wanted a different voice. He wanted a new opportunity. Now do you look at it and go, you know what? Maybe he thought, okay, I'm coming to the end of my career, and if I stick with this guy, we're never going to get to a championship, so I don't care who's next. It just has to be somebody next. I'll tank this season to get to the next. I would find it extremely difficult to believe, but I can no longer just blatantly dismiss your theory. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Randy in Jackson. Randy, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Wouldn't this make a wild reality show on cable TV?
Oh, my God. No wonder they don't want him on Hard Knocks.
Question for your opinion is, what would happen if this all continues, as the article says? Let's say it's the sixth game of the season, regular season, and the four finally has enough, pulls Rodgers out of a game and sits him. What would happen, not only in the state of Wisconsin, but in the world of football? How would that go over?
That's a great question. We kind of talked about it a little bit earlier. There's one or two ways to go. And I think the latter would be the more likely. One way would be Aaron Rodgers going, okay, I get it. I'm not in charge. You are. Mark Murphy's in charge. He's not taking any guff. Neither is LaFleur. I got to fall in line. Or Rodgers becomes angry with the franchise, angry with LaFleur, and then begins demanding to be traded.
You know, well, if he demanded to be traded, would somebody want him?
Well, that's just it. I mean, if you make yourself in stories like this uncoachable, and we had more than a few that were down at Super Bowl coaches that were saying, no, I wouldn't want the guy. And these were guys that were out of jobs. I still think there's a lot of people that believe, and I'm one of them, that believes Aaron Rodgers is one of the most talented, if not the most talented quarterback in the NFL right now and maybe of all time. It's whether or not you can set aside the mind of I'm better than everybody else and go back. It's kind of like, appreciate the phone call. It's kind of like when, and I hate to equate things to movies because life is not a movie, but it's kind of like when Rocky was beating up on Palookas and ended up getting his clock cleaned by Clubber Lang, and then he goes back to, you know, East L.A. with Apollo and gets back into the dirty gyms, and it says, you got to get back to what got you here. You know, get back to that.
Back to the roots.
You know, back to the roots. If there's a lot of people that believe that if Aaron Rodgers at the age of 35 says, you know what, I'm going to go back to the roots. I'm going to go back to what got me to my greatness, and I'm going to go back to being open-minded. I'm going to go back to just dinking and dunking and then taking the shots downfield because I am the most athletic quarterback there is. I'm going to go ahead and do this. If he does that, I look for a tremendous season out of the Green Bay Packers, no matter who they draft and who they bring in. If he doesn't do that, and things remain the same, then I look for a lot of the same. I look for a 9-win season, get to the postseason. Things outside will be, hey, they're better off than they were last year. Yay, hurrah. And then you just allow the same problems to fester. And there's more alienation. There's more separation. And as Aaron Rodgers gets older and the roster gets younger, there's more of a schism in the reality of who we are and what we're doing than anything. And things will never go right for this franchise. That's why this year, this hire, this circumstance, this group of men that are going to lead this franchise are unbelievably important to get on the same page. I mean, if I'm Mark Murphy at some point in time, as you get into the extra, because you're allowed an extra OTA and such because of a new head coach, if you get into the extra OTAs and such, I am bringing in LaFleur, I'm bringing in Luke Getsy, I may bring in everybody, or I may just bring in me, Brian Gutekunst, the head coach, and Aaron Rodgers, and say, here we go. Between us sitting at this table here today, this is the way it's going to be. This is the way it's going to be. Can you do it? And to a man, can you do it? Can you look at the guy sitting next to you and go, I'm going to be on the same page with you. We're all going to work together. Because if you're all pulling the rope in the same direction, you're going to be successful. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Hey, I want to remind you, Jeremy Jeffress is going to be joining us coming up here in about 7 minutes. Stay tuned for that. He should be giving us a buzz. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state. Wisconsin, Beyond the Borders, 98% success rate, by the way, 98%. And if you're feeling down, feeling moody, feeling sluggish, no stamina, no energy, could be some low T, just like I, you got to go in, get your numbers checked. They can help you out, change your life. Not only do you start feeling better, you lose a little bit of weight, or if you're just in it for the all-in-one weight loss program, go there for that. Jumpstart the all-new you. That is Neumel Medical, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. Talking Packers, we'll get into some Brewers baseball coming up here after the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Ed listening to us in Oak Creek. Ed, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Unit, how you doing?
I'm doing well today.
Hey, I got a question for you. I've heard you say this, and Gary Ellerson and Steve Pfeiffer, that before the championship win in 2011, whenever you wanted to go up there to interview somebody, they rolled out the red carpet for you, and basically anything you wanted. And,
right.
You know, truly a family atmosphere, correct?
Yep.
And then after the win, they kind of, to use your words, kind of circle the wagons, and there's like three levels of security now.
Oh yeah.
Do you think I'm just putting this out there? I want your opinion. I mean, heck, you were there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this kind of fostered or enabled not only Aaron Rodgers but the rest of the organization to, for lack of better terms, do what they wanted to do?
Now let me say this: when we get our guests on Monday night, that we're paying them, so they come over, they're good guys. But to go through and get a request for players and specific coaches and stuff like that, it has become, and it's not just the Packers, but the Packers, more than a few people in our business complain about, they're difficult to work with.
Right.
And that never was the case when Bob Harlan was there. As a matter of fact, when I first got to town, Bob Harlan and I had, we had a lunch together. And one of the things I always said was, if there's ever a problem, you call and let me know. And Bob would. Every now and then, if there was something that was wrong or some misinformation or whatever, but Bob would never tell you what to say. And he would, it was always, because Bob was a PR guy, he always said it's public relations and media relations.
Correct.
It's getting the team
Correct.
To relate with the media and ultimately relate with the public. Now it's trying to get, look, I understand they may get dictates from the top, but that's why I call it Red China. It just is what it is. You know, I mean, there are people in the business, and I'm talking national people, that come to me at Super Bowl and go, how do you work with them? And I'm like, yeah, you just got to do what they want you to do. You know, you when you're the biggest fish in a very small pond, you wield a lot of power and you get drunk with that power. And I've always said, whether it's the Packers, or the Brewers, or the Bucks, or anybody, you be careful when you get success, because eventually things come back around again and you don't have success. And then you're calling us up going, hey, I need you to cover my bowling tournament. Hey, I need you to cover this for this. And it's always like, really? Now you're coming to us? You really?
Yeah.
That's when you know. And there's a lot of people I know in this media market alone, that they want the Packers to win because it's a great story and it boosts our ratings and we do really well. But there's also a lot of people that want to see them fail so they can say, kiss my butt. Kiss my butt. You screwed us after you got drunk with power. Kiss my butt. And that's the relationship that's fostering up there.
Yeah, and that's too bad, because that really, if they keep going down this road, it's not good for anybody.
There are fans that feel that way, that they've
kind of
been cut out of certain things because things have changed. You can call that whole Titletown district as family-friendly as you want, but unless you go out and prove it on a daily basis, all people know is you become a corporate business and you've gotten out of touch with your fan base.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
All right, appreciate it, man. And I know that doesn't garner me any favors. I don't care. I never have. Appreciate it. Let's go to Charlie on the north side. Charlie, welcome to the program. What's going on, man?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was going to say that, they gave Rodgers this great contract, and you got to remember that McCarthy is one of the winningest coaches of all time. And what happened was, is Rodgers' attitude could be seen on TV. He didn't care. He brought the whole team down. Despite being paid all that money, he was the one telling the whole team, you don't have to try, you can have a bad attitude. Stuff like that led to McCarthy being, let go. And if that's McCarthy's fault, it's his fault.
But right. No, I agree. Let me do this, Charlie. I'm going to cut you short here. Let's do this.
Okay.
So we're going to switch over here for just a moment, because I do want to get back into some of this conversation. But we got our seasonal reporter coming in. Here he is, Jeremy Jeffress. Let's open it up.
Two outs in the ninth. Jeffress deals. And he struck him out. And the Brewers win.
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. and by Stein's Garden and Home. Planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations, family owned.
My goodness, Jefferson slams the door.
Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hard throwing, rehabbing, can't wait to get back, Jeremy Jeffress. JJ, how you been, buddy?
Good, buddy. How are you?
You got your own open now. How about that?
Oh, that sounds great. I was over here just chuckling it up.
There you go. Hey, first and foremost, how you feeling? How you throwing?
Everything's good, man. I just landed in OKC last night, and I'm going to start, you know, the rehab here. And I'm feeling good. Everything's going well.
Now, I know the concern was velocity, obviously, and you know, when you were thrown out in spring training when we were there. So has the velocity come back? Has the strength come back?
It's creep. Yeah, my strength is there. It's the velocity's creeping. It's still early. So I just figure I get more innings off the mound, get my, you know, my hand placement, my mechanics, you know, going in the right place and have my legs under me, the velocity will be there. I'm pretty much not worried about velocity as of now. Just bouncing back from day to day is the best thing.
What caused this?
And nothing caused it. It's just, you know, I had a short off season, man. I felt like I didn't have enough time to prepare. I did what I was supposed to do, but it just wasn't enough, you know. And my arm was like, you're not quite ready yet.
So you get a little bit of work in. I mean, did they give you a timeline, or is this something that just over the next 2, 3, 4 outings, you're going to see where you're at, and then you're going to kind of figure things out?
Yeah, it's pretty much both ways, like a timeline and to see where I'm at. They don't want to rush me back too quick and then have a mistake, you know, down in like May or something. So they want to make sure everything is good. Like I said, my legs under me, my arm is feeling well for back-to-back days, or three out of 4 days, and it'll be. And then they'll see where I'm at. So I'll have pretty much good time down here in AAA to test that out.
Do you feel any additional pressure because now Corey is done for the season?
No, that was just unfortunate, man. I mean, I just know that we have guys that can definitely fill in those roles in those spots. But, I mean, the pressure of me getting back for myself and to help the guys, it's just a little bit, but I wouldn't say much. They just want me to make sure that, you know, I'm healthy for, you know, for the later games. When we played 163 last year, so if I'm healthy for that game, it would be great, you know.
Yeah. Down the stretch, was it a matter of you starting to get a little bit tired?
Last year?
Yeah.
Those are some intense games. I wouldn't say tired, man. We kept playing the same teams over and over. You know, analytics started coming to play. People start to, you know, pick up on little things. You know, and I talked to Grandal last year. I'm like, dude, how did y'all figure me out, like, towards the end? It's just I just kept getting repetitious. So, you know, those little things, that's the tiredness. Like, my body wasn't tired, but it's just I just kept doing the same thing over and over, and they start to figure it out.
Interesting. You go to Grandal and say, how'd you figure me out? I mean, for fans, you look at that and you go, you know, now you get a little insight. But for us, that would be one of the first questions. Grandal walks through the locker room, you say, man, it's great to have you. A guy that can frame pitches, that's fantastic. Hey, tell me how you figured me out.
Yeah, that's all I want to know.
Yeah.
How did you figure me out? Because I literally felt great towards the end of the season. Everybody was still healthy. We just got figured out, man.
Hey, what was it like this year in spring training, not having DJ, not having Lee Tunnel around?
You know what? Honestly, it was okay just because we knew Chris Hook. Chris Hook has been a part of this organization for a long time. But to see Lee Tunnel and DJ leave us, it was just kind of a family part, man. Those guys taught us well, let us do what we needed to do to get ready. And, you know, to have a kind of a new pitching coach in the bullpen, you know, you just have to get used to them. So to see them leave, I mean, it's great for them. They got great jobs, went to a great team. I'm just all happy for him, man.
Also, when the team came north, and obviously they're doing really, really well right now, so it isn't like they're dying without you, but the culture that Lee had created out in the bullpen, you had talked about that last year, what Lee had going, what Lee created. It doesn't matter who's out there, they're not Lee. You know what I mean? Is that exactly. Have you talked to the guys? Is that feeling kind of still the same? I mean, or is it just right now everybody's just kind of getting a sense as to where they're at and how it's going to be?
No, we have most of the guys that we had last year. We have a couple of new additions. Alex Wilson, Alex Claudio. You know, we have guys that, you know, just a couple guys that just came along. All we have to do is just continue our process. And during spring training, they fell right into line with the process, understanding that, you know, everybody wants the baseball from the first inning on. So as long as they, you know, as long as we keep that mindset, you know, that's the thing that the Milwaukee Brewers bullpen has always and is always going to stay behind.
Well, now that you're where you're at and the team obviously coming back home to face the Cubs, I know you love those series, but yeah, the team is doing really well. I mean, have you been paying attention, obviously?
Most definitely. Each and every day, those guys, you know, they lay it on the line. I was there for opening day, so you saw, you could see how much we wanted it with that last out. Lorenzo Cain just put himself on the line and went up and grabbed that ball like he normally does. And you can see the passion, how we want it from this year on.
Talking with Jeremy Jeffress, Brewers reliever, and hopefully back with the team soon. You talked about a guy like Chris Hook, bullpen coach Steve Carsey. You brought in a lot of different people along with the new staff that came about. But do they bring in different personalities? Do they bring in, because sometimes you can say we got a great culture, but somebody can bring something in and say, man, this is maybe it's not the same, but it's still great. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, you're right. Because Carsey, man, he has been great since day one. He came over, he allowed pitchers in the bullpen to do what they need to do to get ready. He kind of felt out everybody's confidence and intensity, you know, how they go about it. Because Carsey, he still wants to pitch, man. He definitely wants everybody to be out there. You know, he's a New York guy, so you know those guys have a lot of confidence and a lot of bravery and a lot of pride in their hearts. So he's definitely preaching that into us. Just have the confidence, go up there, lay it on the line, and you know, and do your job.
Jeremy, we wish you nothing but luck. It's great to have you back with us again this year on the network, and hopefully we're talking about you coming north real soon, and then we'll kind of get into more next week, okay?
Yes, sir. I cannot wait.
Man, I can't wait. It's going to be a good season, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
There you go. Jeremy Jeffress joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. They've teamed up with Red Bull, they've teamed up with Summerfest. And all you got to do is go to cousinsubs.com. Order online. Any order over $15 or more. One email entry per day. And you can then go and get yourself an additional Summerfest ticket for the weekdays. It's that simple. Go to cousinsubs.com. It's cousinsubs.com for all the rules, regulations, everything goes along with it, and some really, really, really good food. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Jeremy Jeffress on the Bill Michaels Show, sponsored by Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. And by Stein's Garden and Home, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations, family owned. Hear JJ every Tuesday at 1:30 on the Bill Michaels Show and on demand at BillMichaelsSports.com.
My goodness, Jeffress slams the door.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn Automotive, I went to the woman with the truck center in Plymouth. And they took care of me. I went there originally looking for a luxury car, and then I ended up finding the truck, the Ram 1500. But the best part about it was they said, take it. We got a 90-day test drive. I said, really? Yes, take it. Here you go. We'll figure things out. 90-day test drive, all real. 90 days, you can bring it back. No questions asked and no further commitment. Or you can get up to $2,000 off if you buy it, and you're good to go. But that's what I ended up doing. I love the truck. As a matter of fact, I got a truck here at work today. But it's real. It's a great buying experience. And the best part about it is everyone at all of their locations, 15 dealerships, 16 outside of the state, they got a lot of good stuff going on at Van Horn. And you go to VanHornAuto.com, and all the employees are owners. They're not just employees. So have you ever been to a company like, say, Quick Trip, where their employees have vested interests? You go there and they treat you right. They treat you like you would want to be treated. This is the same thing at Van Horn Automotive. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com and see what it is I'm talking about. A lot of reaction coming in today on the Tyler Dunn article regarding the Green Bay Packers. If you haven't read it already, I have it over on the Facebook fan page. And it is probably the most in-depth article that's been written about the Packers in a while. That really kind of takes an unbiased view, if you will, from those that have been behind the scenes. Some player personnel directors, some people that worked in the front office, some former unnamed players, some former named players. There's quite a few sources in there that Tyler Dunn had spoken to. And Tyler Dunn, just a background, he was a former Milwaukee Journal Sentinel writer that covered the Packers for a long time. So he knows his way around Green Bay. And this has been something that has just been talked about, I mean, unbelievably. Unbelievably today. This one's from Matty Ice. It says, I wish that Mike had stayed and they were on Hard Knocks this year. Mikey, the owner, tweets us at @Bill_Michael said, if you as a fan needed this article to see the dysfunction in Green Bay, then you have been a blind fan. Joseph writes and tweets me at @Bill_Michaels and says, what do you think Aaron Rodgers' reaction to this article is going to be? And I don't want to answer a question with a question normally, but I will. If you read the article, what do you think his reaction is going to be? Think he's ever going to talk to Tyler Dunn again? Bill, you and Gary have defended Mike over the years when people were calling for his head. Yes, you did. Yes, you're right. You're right, Wally. So what? So what? Which means what? The article validates what we've been saying. Look, I never said Mike was a great coach, and I never said Mike was a terrible coach. What I said was to blame everything on Mike would be wrong. And you're finding that out now. And I said by the time it was time to let Mike McCarthy go that it was time to go. I was in agreement with that too. So if you're going to say that I was sitting here saying Mike was a great coach and it's all everybody else's fault and Mike should stay, my surprise was that they fired him in the middle of the season because that's just not the way the Packers usually do things. But I had changed mid-season last year, early on last year. In the beginning of the season when Aaron Rodgers was using the Mike name again, you know, Mike and I have good this, Mike and I have good that, Mike's come up with a great game plan, Mike did this. Aaron Rodgers was publicly giving Mike credit. So I'm thinking, okay, well, things are symbiotic again. Well, you know, we don't have to worry about it. And then quickly it turned. And that's when I had said, and Gary and I agreed on the air. We just said, this has come to an end. Unfortunately, what could have been great, what should have been great, has now come to an end. But you can wag your finger at me all you want. Wag it back at yourself, because this is not an article about just ripping Mike McCarthy. This is an article about three men who put their egos above the team and thought that they were the Green Bay Packers. And those egos didn't coexist.
Hence why you only have one Super Bowl to your name.
There you go.
Which is inexcusable.
And we've been telling you, Wally, for a while that there were other issues behind the scenes. And nobody wants to believe it. Everybody wants to believe that McCarthy sucked and Aaron Rodgers can't do any wrong. And the unnamed sources, the only unnamed sources that are credible are the ones that were ripping Mike McCarthy. So, Wally, wag your finger all you want. Enjoy yourself. Because you only hear what you want to hear. Go ahead.
Another question. Do you feel like when this story came out that Packer Nation just got rifted? Do you feel like there's a rift now that fans are taking sides, defending Aaron, defending McCarthy?
It's not on the same level, but this is Rodgers versus Favre versus Thompson all over again. Everything's divided. It's not as bad, though.
You don't think so?
It's not as bad.
But
you're not going to see signs that are going to say, you know, trade Aaron. TradeAaron.com being floated around Green Bay, or bringbackmike.com. You're not going to see any of that.
No. But I just feel like when you stack this up over the course of, you know, 10 plus years, and you think about all the flaws with Ted Thompson, all the issues with him, and then his health comes into play, and then you got McCarthy, who's, you know, trying to get better players on his team to coach, and then you're dealing with Aaron Rodgers and what Aaron Rodgers wants.
I feel bad for Mike because Mike was a guy that had to look. Mike had his own issues. Mike also was the guy that had to be the general manager face.
Right.
Because Ted refused to come down and kind of address some of the things that Ted did. And Mike was caught off guard at times when Ted wasn't even talking to him about guys that they had acquired. And Mike didn't even know when he went to the podium.
Right.
We found out, and Mike found out through us. You know? We didn't even know about it. Or Mike didn't even know about it.
He always had to answer for Ted during the season.
He always had to answer for Ted. Even going up to that awkward press conference where the train has left the station. They tried to show the united front, but Ted didn't want to say anything. Ted, by the end of his tenure, he had loathed talking to the media and refused to do it. And that's when Mark Murphy should have stepped in and said, Ted, get your butt down there and talk to people. Let people know what your decisions are and explain them. You're not giving away state secrets here. This is not something that Bill Belichick is going to write down and suddenly he's going to oust you or get the best of you. Go explain your decision. You know, Ted wouldn't want to do it. Ted wanted no part of that. And Ted felt that after a Super Bowl, I don't have to. I'm Ted Thompson. And Mike McCarthy had to answer for him. So Mike McCarthy was wearing many, many, many hats. Is it right? No. Is it an excuse? No. But he was. It's a fact. Aaron Rodgers, instead of going, this guy's a buffoon, this guy's an idiot, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Look, they had a lot of success together. So Aaron, let's do this. If you really want to get into the buffoonery, let's talk about the plays that Mike called and the plays that you called and the plays that did work versus the plays that didn't work. And how many times did you cover for Mike and how many times did you call a play on your own that you thought would work and it didn't work and you screwed up? I mean, if that's where you want to go with this, then let's do that. Tell us which one you did and didn't call. Because there's other people that are now coming out saying, yeah, Aaron Rodgers was calling almost a third of the plays. He was just changing them. You know, so no, it wasn't all Mike, it wasn't all Aaron, it wasn't all Ted. It was the combination of the three that set this thing up for failure. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at the Biofuel Association. Go to wibiofuels.org to find out more. There are Wisconsin ethanol plants, ethanol, whether it's E85, which is the flex fuel, or the unleaded 88, which you can get. I got it filled up today, filled up the truck today over there at Quick Trip on my way into the office. You can either get that at Quick Trip or at Jets if you're out and about and there isn't a Quick Trip available. But it supports the Wisconsin farm growers and the corn growers here in the state of Wisconsin. It keeps money in the state of Wisconsin. It's what it's all about. Go to wibiofuels.org. Don't take my word for it. It burns cleaner, doesn't ruin your engine. Okay. Go check it out for yourself. wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org and see for yourself what I'm talking about. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Final segment next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program. Bill Michaels Show continues on. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. They have teamed up with Red Bull. Quick Trip and Red Bull, both proud sponsors of your Milwaukee Bucks. All you got to do is stop at any Quick Trip and pick up some Red Bull. Use your Quick Rewards card to do it. It's that simple. You can win yourself a tremendous experience, a couple of tickets, some gear, on-court experience for the playoffs? Get into Quick Trip now. Buy Red Bull with your chance to win Bucks playoff tickets and a VIP experience. All you got to do is go to quicktrip.com. That is quicktrip.com. K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com. And check out all the information. There you have it. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Tomorrow on the program, the author of the article that is creating such a buzz, Tyler Dunn, is going to join us. We'll chat with him and get his perspective on all of this.
We're loaded tomorrow. We've got
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, is going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have Ian Eagle tomorrow.
Oh, good.
We'll talk college.
Mike Clemens is going to be here tomorrow,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Mike Clemens will be on. Paul Imig, and Zach Zabeman from the Score talking Brewers Cubs. I was texting Zach. We were going back and forth, and he's like, man, the Brewers are scorching right now.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cubs are coming out of Atlanta with their tail between their legs. They had a win yesterday, and they...
No, they lost.
I know, they had a win, and they allowed that win to get snatched away late in the ballgame with four runs in the seventh, and they watched the victory turn into a loss. Not that, you know, any Brewers fans are going boo-hoo. Here's another question tomorrow we can get into, but and we're going to talk more about this article, obviously, but one of the biggest questions tomorrow, and I just heard an ad run, a spot, if you will, a commercial ran on the air for Brewers tickets and for the local fans to not allow Cubs fans to take over Miller Park. I mean, this is a statement game, a statement series in so many ways for this Brewers organization. And I'm really going to be interested. We got to put up a poll tomorrow and have it finish on Sunday. What percentage of Cubs fans versus Brewers fans do you think are in Miller Park? Is this the truest version of Take Back Miller Park? Now, Cubs fans traveled huge in a couple of years following the World Series, and they always have. But do Brewers fans, after an NLCS, beating the Cardinals to get into the postseason, beating the Cubs to win the division, do Brewers fans turn out in droves this weekend to take back Miller Park? I'm going to be there. I hope you are, too. Let's see if it actually happens. We'll talk about that coming up tomorrow on the program as well. We're loaded tomorrow. Man, if you wake up, one of the first things you should do is turn your radio dial, wherever that may be, to us. And when we come on the air, it should be a good one. Till then, time for us to get out of here. Have a good one. See you.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.